All right, I don't think I've been here 1 week that I actually turned this on at the beginning. So you're studying Joshua. And sometimes I think, okay, we're going to study Joshua. That's an Old Testament story. We'll try to get through that so we get up to Jesus. You know, who's Joshua anyway? And I was studying Joshua because John asked me to talk about Joshua. You know, I've read Joshua before, but I looked at Joshua a little different. You know, as I read the Bible, you know, read this book here. This book is got a lot of history in it. It's got Joshua in there. It's got, you know, stuff from a long time ago. But Joshua, the story of Joshua, actually teaches us how to live. It's amazing. You know that trip God talked to Moses way back when God told Moses, well, there was a burning bush, and God told Moses, I've heard the cry of my people, and I've come down to help them. I've come down to save them. I've come down to take them to the promised land. But he didn't say he was going to take them to the promised land today. It took a while. It was a long trip. There was a lot that happened in between the time that Moses said, finally said, okay, after a lot of excuses, and did start the trip, and he took Joshua with him as his second in command. He was his general, his judge. He was there with him. And he started the trip. And by the time Moses died, Joshua and Caleb were the only two left that were of the original group. And then there was like a whole new group. So Joshua was with Moses that whole time. Now, we know that Moses was with God. God was with Moses. Moses went up to the top of the mountain and came down with the Ten Commandments. Remember that? And there was like smoke and earthquakes and all kinds of stuff, clouds. And so everybody saw that. Moses took the people through the Red Sea and God parted the sea. Remember that? That's pretty exciting stuff. Moses could get water from a rock because God did that. God said, okay, so there's water from a rock. So the people of Israel saw a lot of stuff with Moses. They saw a lot of miracles with Moses. Moses was quite a guy. Now Joshua, when Moses died, had to replace Moses. How do you replace Moses? That's quite a thing. He had to replace Moses. People saw all kinds of things. Some people didn't even see it. They just heard about it. So it was like legends, you know, like stories that they heard. You know, did you hear what Moses did with our ancestors, with our forefathers, with our grandparents? He parted the Red Sea. You know, God was with him. He parted the Red Sea. And now Moses dies and he comes to Joshua. And God tells Joshua, now you're going to lead my people. I just want to read a little bit before I get started on talking about Joshua 1. And I'll start with 1. And it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them. To the Israelites, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will be extended from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, to the Hittite country. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be very careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may succeed wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord, your God will be with you wherever you go. I love that verse. And the Lord will be with you wherever you go. It says, be strong and courageous. So Joshua, in Joshua, we're talking about, teaches us how to live. How does Joshua teach me how to live? And he's telling me to be strong and courageous, to keep the word on my lips, to live it every day. He's given us a message. He's given the Israelites this message. Here's what God wants. And then, this long trip to the promised land. You know, if this was, anybody watch Bewitched? Remember Bewitched used to wiggle a nose and like something would happen? God didn't wiggle his nose and put him in the promised land. They worked for that promised land. You know, there was some struggle. You know, as Christians, there's some struggle. It's not like overnight we're like in the promised land in heaven. We have to live. And there's struggles in our lives. There's things that are happening. If you watch the news, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of ISIS. You know, these Christians are struggling mightier probably than we are. You know, we're able to come here today without the fear of someone, a band of ISIS coming in and killing us. You know, this is still going on today as it was going on back then. So we learn that sometimes can be a struggle to get to where we need to go. Joshua's telling us to trust God. I was looking through, I like the idea of Joshua being a general. That part got, I like Joshua being a general. He also was the leader. And I was going to ask if any, I'm not going to play with Facebook or anything. I might. Let's see. When I say great generals, you know, like great generals, like who comes to mind? A lot of people, right? You know who the top general was? They got, I don't know who made this list. Tran Hong Du. I don't know who he is. He's a Mongolian. And then there's David of Georgia. Then we got Van Gogh Geip. Alexander the Great. I know that one. Napoleon. I know that one. But there's a bunch of Julius Caesar's number 7. Hannibal Barca. Genghis Khan. He was number 9. You know, I think about George Washington and Patton and Eisenhower and all those guys. And what did they do? You know, they took over a country, which is pretty cool. You know, they were generals. That's what they do. George Washington, he kind of helped us. Do you know that Joshua, it said, there's 21 nations that he took over on his way to the promised land. 21. I don't know that any other general, I don't know why he's not number one. I don't even know if David did 21, but I know that Joshua did 21. Now, being a great general, he was a great general, but he was also a man of great faith in God. And that's why he was able to go through those 21 nations. It wasn't because he did it on his own. He probably would not have been able to do it on his own. And they show us that in his trip through Ai, I don't know how to say that, Ai, where God told them, John was teaching about it this morning, not to loot certain things and take certain things from this country. And of course, people are people. They took the gold and the silver and the spoils that they were told not to take. Of course, God found, he didn't find out, he knew, and he was angry. And he told them. And their next battle, what happened? They got chased back to where they started from. They were losing. And John said during his class, and in the Bible it talks about people dying because of it. Some people were stoned for doing it. Some of Joshua's troops, those people were killed by the Israelites because of what they did. They had to be eradicated from the group because that's not what God wanted. That's pretty serious stuff. I like to always talk about grace and all the fun stuff. But that's serious stuff. I have to. He's teaching people how to live, and God is telling us, I'm serious. When I want something, I say, I'm serious. This is what I want. This is how you'll get to where you got to go. And so this whole long trip, this whole journey, is all about faith in God. So the people, they're just still getting used to Joshua. They're not sure, maybe, who he is. They know who he is. He's been there. He's an old guy by now. You know, he's a pretty old guy in the group. You know, and he's going to lead them. And he got some young guys and guys who probably think they could lead. But Joshua's there, checked by God. And God says to Joshua, we got to cross this Jordan River. And he says, what I want you to do is send the Ark of the Covenant, just have them stand like right in the water there, and stay there until all the people cross, the priests first, and then everybody else. And when you get across, you'll be all right. So they get there, and the river is flowing, it's high tide, there's no way across, and all of a sudden the water just stops. Step into the thing, the little hole. Now they, all the Israelites go by. When the last one leaves, the water goes again. Does that sound familiar? It sounds like what he did with Moses. He showed him that how much control he had. Joshua didn't do that. God did that. Joshua just shared the message. Then they go to the Jericho, right? The walls of Jericho. They're going to take Jericho. But there's no way in because it's this great fortress. So God says, I want you to go around this building 7 times. I want the priests to play trumpets. And I want people to holler. And just go around it 7 times each day. So, okay. So they went around it 7 times each day. On the 7th day, the walls of Jericho fell down. What kind of battle is that? That's only a battle that God could do. That's only a battle that God could provide. Joshua showed that he was a man of faith. He took on 21 different battles. Joshua filled in for Moses to take the people through the promised land. I know you're studying Joshua right now, reading the story, which is an interesting version of the Bible with no numbers. And I just keep reading. And I have one of those. And I think about also the idea of the Simple Church, which is a book I read. I can't think who wrote it. But actually talking about the same thing in class as we do in this message, and being able to carry ideas of the idea of Joshua, the biblical text, home with you. So you could have maybe different ideas, things to think about. Because God doesn't want us to just read about Joshua and know the story. He wants to take it in our heart. Who is Joshua? Why is Joshua in here at all? Why are we talking about who he is? Because he's a man of great faith. God wants us to know about those people. He doesn't want to just give us a history lesson of how they got to Israel. He wants to show this whole thing. Joshua's two roles in Joshua is to do some battles to get them to where they need to be and to parcel land once they get there. And when he parceled that land, Joshua didn't sit down with a sheet that said who did the most work or who had the biggest family. God told him how to parcel the land. And that's how he parceled the land. Joshua was all about listening to God. He wasn't about listening to himself. Moses didn't get to the promised land. We know why Moses didn't get to the promised land. And one of the reason he didn't get to the promised land is one of the times that he was going to get some water out of a rock, he didn't do it how God said to do it. But he gave him the water anyway, but Moses didn't get to the promised land. He didn't follow Jesus' command. He didn't follow God's command. And that's what kept Moses out of the promised land. It's not following what God said. Joshua got into the promised land. So the people got to know who Joshua was. But more importantly is, through Joshua and through Moses, the people got to know who God was. A loving God. A God that's going to give them that land. But a God that has some things and ways that he wants them done. And how to live. And as the Bible, of course, progresses, as the story progresses, we get closer to Jesus. And those sins that we have, these sins that these people paid for in a very harsh way, were of course paid for by Jesus. But this story, this idea, as Joshua's being installed and Joshua's being led through into the promised land, do you know that Joshua, in his some of his last words, when he died, he says the same thing. He says that, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous, and not be afraid, and not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you. To be strong, to be courageous. And that teaches us how to live. To be strong, to be courageous, in knowing that God is with us. That God is not going to leave us. That God is not going to forsake us. He told that to Joshua three different times. Keep this book of law and always on your lips. Meditate it day and night. Where we read, pray without ceasing. We need to keep this on our mind. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord is with you. And he says that he'll be with us. He says he'll always be with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And he'll always be with us. Three times in the same sentence. It must be important that God wants us to know that he's with us. He's with us today. No matter what's going on. No matter what groups are out there slaughtering Christians. God is with us. Don't be afraid. Sometimes I think about living in the here and now, and I think how bad things are. Why is God allowing this? And I remember, this isn't about here and now all the time. I have to think of the eternal. I have to think that life is not just here. Life continues. What's it going to be like in heaven for those Christians who were killed because of their belief? What a way to go from this life to the next. Because that's not the end. You know, that only hurts for a couple of minutes. Then you get an eternity of bliss. You know, not that I want to have that happen today. But if it does, I don't know. But that idea that this is an eternal life and the promised land for us is heaven. And it's a journey. And it's not a journey that Samantha Stevens is going to twitch her nose and get us there. It's a journey that we're going to live day in and day out in our work, in our friendships, in our families, in our church family. We live as Christians. We share the Word of God. We share the good news. We live the good news. We take it in. And this book, I told you before, when I first really opened this book, my friend Pat said, I didn't know what it, he said, well, let's see what God says. So if I want to know what God says, I'm going to read this. You know, and here's what God's telling me today through Joshua. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. I'll always be with you. I can see from Joshua it's a long journey. And I'm not alone. And when I trust God, great things are going to happen. So, anyway, let me close with that and close with a prayer. And also, if you're here today, I don't know, if you're here for the first time, and you're a visitor, just you're welcome. And you found the right place. And also, if you've never been baptized into Christ, where you're saved, you know, of course we believe, and then of course we repent, we're baptized into Christ, and we go down into that water, the old us, all dirty, full of sin, and we come up and receive the Holy Spirit sealed. What a beautiful thing. If that's not happened in your life, talk to John, talk to Bill, talk to somebody here, and do that. That is not just a symbol. That's the real thing. That's the real deal. So anyway, thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you today to share your word, not only in class, but in the service, this worship that we sing to you. We remember your son's Last Supper, his Lord's Supper. We remember to pray, to sing, to share, to have good food with each other, to have companionship, friendship. Father, we ask that you be with us through the week, and you always keep your promise that you'll always be with us. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. And we thank you so much for Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen.